We have two short teachings with subjects that might pop up during this holiday season. J.J. West is going to speak on the topic of disappointment, and Dr. Jim Burns will talk about conflict. After that, we're going to have Mark Cameron and Dr. Alice Benton weigh in on a situation where Julie is wondering about what next steps to take. Her adult daughter is irresponsible in her own life's decisions, then affects the lives of her three children. Let's listen in to some wisdom from J.J., Jim, Mark, and Alice.
What I want to start us off with today is this whole idea of how we interpret, especially disappointments in life. Because so oftentimes, I think what happens is we'll be on a plan and life is going the way we want it to go. And we think, okay, I'm in God's will. I'm doing what he wants me to do. And then we get hit with this curveball. Some monkey wrench gets thrown in. And then we start wrestling with, okay, so where is this from? Is this God
right,
trying to direct me elsewhere? Mm-hmm. Or is this the enemy trying to thwart God's plan? And we wrestle, where is this coming from? Who's at fault here, right? And I think a better question to ask is not who's at fault, because the truth is, I think scripture backs this up. Everything that happens in our lives, whether it's what we wanted to happen or completely opposite of what we wanted to happen and everything in between, everything in our lives, God wants to use for good, to draw us closer to him and to shape us more into his image. Mm-hmm. And everything that happens, the good, the things we wanted and the things we absolutely didn't want and everything in between, the enemy wants to use to draw us away from God, to get our focus off of him. And so it's really not a question of who's at fault, who sent this. Was it from God or from the enemy? The real question is, how can I allow this thing, whatever it is, whether it's a blessing or a disappointment, how can I let this thing draw me closer to God and shape my character and my image and my goals more in line with who God is and what he has for me, rather than letting this thing take me off track, which is what the enemy wants. And so it changes the way we experience life and especially the disappointments of life. Instead of wrestling with, why did this happen, God? Now I'm questioning, God, what do you want to do with this disappointment in my life? How do you want to use it to grow me and to help me to be more dependent on you and more aware of your presence in my life?